I came into the Marine Corps right before 9/11. I graduated from boot camp in Parris Island 2 weeks before September 11th. So it kind of shook my world upside down, and I joined during peacetime. So it was a radical change. Over that 16-year career, I deployed to Afghanistan in 2004 into the Uruzgan province, which was the birthplace of the Taliban movement. Mm-hmm. Over the course of that decade and a half, spent primarily in a time of war.
And what were your roles during that time? I mean, maybe I don't know if they changed much over that time. I guess give us a sense of what you did.
For the first 4 years of my career, whenever I was assigned to the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit, I was a combat cameraman. I went out with the infantry, with the grunts, and, had a camera with me and a rifle, and I was just kind of along for the ride with them to document what they were doing for either just historical documentation or for what we called operational support and also intelligence collection. So, for enemy combatants or if we found caches or anything of importance so that we could document it.
This campaign, hashtag Go Silent, why is it important from your perspective?
I think it's important because, I was listening to the radio, and I'm not going to mention the local station. It wasn't NPR, but, they made a comment, like, oh, it's Memorial Day weekend, break out the grills. What are your favorite things to, grill up this weekend? And it just kind of struck me because I think for veterans, this weekend, this day, Memorial Day, definitely has a different meaning. We don't want people to be, down and sorrowful all over the weekend. We want people to enjoy it. We want to have fun. But we also want to remind them that, that this weekend is here for a reason. It started off after the Civil War to recognize, the fallen there. And then after the U.S. got into World War I, it kind of shifted to address all the fallen service members that died during times of combat. And I think a lot of times you think of a veteran as being the old guy, on the side for a parade or something in the hat. And the reality is that, you have veterans now that are getting out of the military after 4 years that have deployed, been in combat. They're in their early 20s. It really hits home for a lot of us to think that we have lost friends and loved ones that, they're veterans that weren't even old enough to legally drink. But that's what we just want to remind people in that to take that moment of, that 1 minute, I think we're pushing this for 3 p.m. on Monday, just to take 1 minute and, turn the TV off, pause the Facebook, pause Twitter, and just kind of reflect on what we have here in this country and why.
Now, did you lose comrades in service?
Yes, I lost a really good friend. I actually have a POW KIA bracelet from him that I wear with me always. His name was Corporal William Salazar. He was a fellow combat cameraman, and he died in Iraq in 2004. And he was just a great guy. And it's just one of those things that whenever in the morning, whenever I'm getting ready, and I put the bracelet on, it has his name, that I vividly see his face, and I remember better times with him. I don't really think about the sacrifice or his death, but I think about the fun times that I had with him and how he's just one of those guys that he would make the room light up and he'd make sure everybody was having a good time. So
should we also remember those, because this kind of occurred to me as I was preparing for this, those lost after they've served to any number of either physical ailments they may have as a result of serving or mental illness, and we know suicide rates are high among veterans.
Absolutely. I mean, the foundation of Memorial Day was more to honor those who had fallen in combat, things of that nature. But it is important to recognize that a lot of people do come back from combat, and they do have longstanding problems, and some of them aren't visible. Some of those, they can succumb to their death due to those complications. So whether it be mental health, whether it be physical, every generation of service members has their problem going on. Whether it be Agent Orange in Vietnam, the Gulf Storm with the oil burn. Burning and things, and now this day with the burn pits. So things that we have to investigate and look into and see if that is what's causing a lot of health problems for our veterans.
Tell us more about burn pits. I'm not sure I'm familiar with that.
What was happening overseas is companies that were contracted to do a lot of the logistical things on base were disposing of garbage in large burn pits, and that included like batteries. It included a lot of toxins, plastics, things like that that probably shouldn't be burned, really just from an environmental standpoint. Service members were exposed to the smoke and inhaling that, and whether or not that has a connection for poor health and long term. It's something that they're currently looking into, and like organizations like IAVA are pushing for legislation on to make sure that the Veteran Affairs is treating that.
The war obviously continues. Mm-hmm. Did you think for, you know, first that it would still be going on even during your entire time there, and now it's still going on even to this day.
It's mind-blowing, kind of, in a way. I mean, at the time, I don't think any veteran thinks that, especially those like in my generation that came in pre-9/11, right. Even though I was at the very tail end of that pre-9/11 service, thought about the idea that this would be going on this long. It was at the time period, our technology, our techniques, everything that we did was to be that superior force and dominate quickly and efficiently on a battlefield and minimize our casualties. That was, you know, what our whole training was about. And we never really imagined that we'd be in a position that we are now, to where you have, you know, young people that have just graduated from high school that, if they were even alive on 9/11, they certainly don't remember it, and they're joining the military and going to fight in the same war. That's why, you know, a lot of times I feel it's important that you get veterans into politics so that you have that voice at that level that makes those decisions, whether it be, you know, at the national level or local level, like making the legislation and making the choices for this country so that we can avoid this long warfare without an actual conclusion addressed.
Is there anything you wanted to add that we should know or that I've overlooked about the Go Silent campaign or anything else?
It's just the request that people get out and they acknowledge this campaign, you know, on their social media, make that, you know, pledge to Go Silent, you know, just the hashtag Go Silent, and to give that minute of silence and thought and reflection on Monday. Syracuse is a wonderful community with veteran support. We have an amazing VA here. Syracuse University has the IVMF here, which is a phenomenal organization for veterans. And I honestly couldn't be a veteran in a better place. And so we just appreciate the support that we see in a local community and just ask that people remember, you know, the fallen on Monday.